Pat, again, when we sat down and planned this thing, one of the things that you expressed a lot of interest in is the issue of MR and the breast.
Well, it really does depend on whether you have a good, dedicated, high-quality breast MR program that has the ability to do biopsies, or to get that, you have to send your patient 200 miles. And so if you've got to send your patient 200 miles, you're going to use it for neoadjuvant therapy, a positive node with nothing you can find in the breast, and probably for BRCA patients. But you're certainly not going to be using it for the other value that I think it does have in newly diagnosed breast cancer patients with density on their mammograms, and that is, I think in the end it will indeed, in fact, there's some data that will be coming out this summer that suggests it really does help us do a better job of planning and executing the surgery and getting negative margins. And I think that really is a substantial saving, since on whole, the largest centers in the country who have done really hard work on this get about 30% positive margins, meaning 30% of patients go back for more surgery. That's very expensive and probably worth reducing as we select those patients.
So final topic, Mike, your comment about post-mastectomy radiation therapy, because the other thing that PETO presented in San Antonio was data looking at this issue and the highly problematic question of people who have 1 to 3 positive nodes. And in general, up until now, those patients have not sort of routinely been treated, and yet PETO did demonstrate a pretty significant impact when you put all the data together into a meta-analysis. Did that change in any way your thoughts about this, Mike, or and how do you approach these patients?
I think this is one of the most difficult areas, and it's a difficult area for surgeons because we've talked about it before. It means if you've got 1-3 positive nodes is the only risk factor, they're given radiation that limits your reconstructive options. My view is that the book's not closed on this yet. We have a big international study, Supremo, in these middle-risk patients to look whether radiotherapy really does benefit. The fact is that these are kind of old studies with bigger tumors where the patients didn't get adequate systemic therapy. And what we know now is that adequate systemic therapy in these patients will significantly reduce their local recurrence rate. So for me, I think I'm not surprised about 30% would give post-operative radiotherapy. I'm not surprised a lot of people wouldn't. So I think it's a difficult area. We need more data, and thankfully there's a study ongoing.